When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I will be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more. On this edition of the show, The Wonders of the World. And I will take some more of your wild questions. This has been fun. You know, I recently bought a new house, and you always hear that they don't make them like they used to. You know, old houses and buildings were built strong and steady by those who could afford it, at least. And it's not so much the case in recent times. You know, houses nowadays are often more cookie cutter and disposable. Same thing with cars. If you have an old car, well, that thing was probably built sturdy, and when it wears out, it's easier to work on and repair, since we're dealing with hardcore, practical, mechanical issues that a skilled person can get hands around. So there is this sort of an overall sense that as we move forward as a species, we are producing goods that are cheaper, flimsier, and thereby less likely to survive or persist into the distant future. I mean, like today, if you want to write something, you know, you pound it out on a keyboard or a little smartphone screen, and that can be erased in 1 second if there's a software problem or a hacker or an EMP. I mean, it's a very fragile process. 50 years ago, if you wanted to write something, it was maybe a bit more durable. I mean, you might put pen or pencil to paper, and that also could be gone in seconds, though, if it were rained on or eaten by the dog or went up in flames, as so many historic buildings did. There's a famous story about Ernest Hemingway's trunk of manuscripts written on a typewriter that his wife accidentally left at a train station. He didn't have copies. And those manuscripts are lost to history. I'd love to find that trunk, wouldn't you? But, you know, our earliest ancestors did something that very few of us do today. The most skilled and literate of them took out some kind of a chisel and carved things into stone, like the Rosetta Stone. And by today's standards, I mean, it was grueling work, and that took a long time. And so those few who could even do it thought long and hard about what to record and why it was being recorded. Was it worth the trouble? And why should this message be so important that it should even remain for people of the future? Unborn people they would never meet. Now, humans nowadays tend to have a pretty high and mighty opinion of themselves, since some of us are going into space and to the moon and Mars. And frankly, I'm personally not sure if we actually should be focusing on all of that right now, since we still haven't been able to collectively overcome our human, tribal, and nuclear warfare around the world. And a lot of that money could be used right here on Earth to help everybody with that. But anyway, look, that's just how it is now. So the people who lived thousands of years ago, who had less of what we might call technology, were able to produce some of the most impressive structures ever created. And these are things that lasted. Not like the words that you're hearing from me right now, you know, brought to you through a flimsy microchip. I mean, I'm talking about, you know, pyramids, monuments, temples, castles, forts. I mean, things that today we stare at in sincere awe. Things that we might not be able to replicate for various reasons, whether it's technical or just societal. So if you're interested in the concept of ancient aliens, you're probably, you know, you've probably like studied ancient sites like Göbekli Tepe and Turkey. But even if ancient aliens did not help build stuff like that, well, how in the world did the ancients create such amazing things? Well, the traditional answer is that it was usually massive slave labor. And that may be the case. But regardless, I've always found it fascinating to think about the so-called seven wonders of the ancient world. Do you know who assembled that list? And do you know what all of those seven wonders were or are? And did you know that there are updated lists of new wonders of our current world? Well, in this podcast, I want to take a look at the seven wonders of the ancient world and then look at what experts have considered the wonders of the world that you can go to and see right now. Does that sound cool? All right, well, here we go. First off, let's just start with the basics. Let's go to the almighty internet here and see what the seven wonders of the ancient world were or are, or maybe it is in this case. You'll see what I mean. Anyway, the seven wonders of the ancient world is the oldest known list of this type, documenting the most remarkable man-made creations of classical antiquity. It was based on guidebooks popular among ancient Greek sightseers, and because of that, it only includes works that are kind of located around the Mediterranean rim and the ancient Near East. The number seven was apparently chosen because the Greeks believed that it represented perfection and plenty, because it reflected the number of planets known in ancient times. That was five, plus the sun and the moon. Let me pause for a minute and say seven is actually a very interesting and perhaps sacred number for many reasons. I mean, you have I think seven colors in the spectrum, seven notes more or less in the musical scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. And you know, we have, of course, we talk about God creating the earth on the seventh day. Anyway, so this particular list of the seven wonders of the ancient world was apparently put together by this Greek historian named Herodotus. And I bet you've heard the name Herodotus before, but you might not know who he was. He was born, he was a Greek historian, but I think he was born around, well, what they called the Persian Empire, probably around Iraq or something like that, in the year 484 BC. Okay. So we're talking about a guy who lived, if my math is correct here, like 2,500 years ago. Can you believe that? Isn't that absolutely amazing to just even try to comprehend, this individual who lived 2,500 years ago? He traveled quite a bit. And it says here, on his Wikipedia page that he is known as the father of history. And he died when he was 60 years old. And they think it was possibly because there was a plague going around or something like that. So anyway, he put this list of the seven wonders of the ancient world together. Now, if I ask you what you think they are, I'm sure everybody knows the first one, right? Because I was talking about this not too long ago, as a matter of fact. The Great Pyramid of Giza. This is the earliest of the wonders to be completed there, of course, in Egypt. And it is the only one that still exists in the present day. Next, we have the Colossus of Rhodes in the harbor of the city of Rhodes on the Greek island of the same name. The Colossus of Rhodes was a gigantic statue of the Greek god. He was like the sun god Helios. And so apparently he was standing right there next to the water. And this thing was 108 feet high, about the size of the Statue of Liberty. Okay. And actually, he looks a lot like the Statue of Liberty because he seems to be wearing a crown of some kind. You know, like he has rays coming out. You know, the sun, he's Helios. He's got a staff in his left hand. And then his right hand is sort of raised outward. And of course, you think about something like that and you go, wow. What happened to that statue? That sounds like such an amazing thing. Well, it turns out that they think that it was destroyed in an earthquake. And, you know, that makes you wonder, well, what happened to these wonders of the ancient world? Seven of them existed. Only one is around. I'll get into that. And then, of course, we'll morph into the new wonders of the world. Hey, do you like this show? Do you find this kind of stuff interesting? Well, guess what? The show flies right by, but you can join me for all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff. Get some free instant gifts from me. Participate in experiments. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P when you type in joshuapwarren.com. Put your email address into the little box on the homepage. Hit the submit button, and then, boom, you will get links to some really cool stuff that you can do immediately to help make your life a much more magical life. And I also have some really special announcements that I'll be making here in the very near future. So be sure to go to joshuapwarren.com in order to participate and see what's happening behind the scenes. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Stay right there. There's more Joshua P. Warren coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, this is Sandra Champlain. Ever wonder what happens when we die? Well, I'm going to make it easier for you to understand. Join me for my show, Shades of the Afterlife. New shows come out every Friday, so I'll be looking for you. Right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. And yes, indeed, it appears that the Colossus of Rhodes, there on the, in the ancient Greek city of Rhodes, an island of Rhodes, was destroyed by an earthquake. Okay, so let's go next to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon in present-day Iraq. The Hanging Gardens of Babylon were a remarkable feat of engineering with an ascending series of tiered gardens containing a wide variety of trees, shrubs, and vines, resembling a large green mountain constructed of mud bricks. Now, you can imagine how amazing that would be back in those days in that part of the world. The Hanging Gardens name, I won't get into all that. But anyway, so this is part of a big old palace, right? And so what happened to them? Well, they just say, we don't know. It was amazing. It was majestic, but we don't know what happened. All right. Next we have, let's see here, the lighthouse at Alexandria in Alexandria, Egypt. And this was a lighthouse that was, okay, now I told you the Colossus of Rhodes was about the size of the Statue of Liberty, and that was, 100 and some feet. This thing was 330 feet tall, sitting right there on the edge of this Egyptian area. And basically, you know, it was destroyed by earthquakes. Next, we go to the mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Yeah, I guess that's what how you pronounce that. Mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Did you know? Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention. I believe that the Hanging Gardens of Babylon were created by Nebuchadnezzar, who in the Bible he supposedly was punished by God and had to live for years in the wild like an animal and all this kind of stuff. So that's just a side note. Anyway, okay. So back to the mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Says here, okay, we've all heard the name, you know, mausoleum. We've heard of a mausoleum is a big structure that you put a body in. And, it actually, though, that word mausoleum is based upon the name of this particular guy. And his name was Mausolus. And he lived there in, you know, like the area around Turkey, you know, they changed these borders and stuff. But yeah, he was like a warrior fella. And, let's see here. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, he looks like a typical old fashioned. Okay. So yeah, so he wasn't that old. I think he was like in his 20s when he died, and he was so revered. They built this giant building for him. Mausolus that they called a mausoleum. And how do you think that was destroyed? You want to take a guess? Yeah, it was an earthquake. Okay. Next we have, the statue of Zeus at Olympia in Olympia, Greece. And this was, it was actually kind of small by the standards of the ancient world. It was 41 feet tall, and Zeus was just, you know, sort of sitting there in a big chair with a staff inside of this sanctuary or temple. And apparently a lot of that was built from wood, and so that caught on fire and burned down, and then people came in and raided it. And so the final wonder of the ancient world here is the Temple of Artemis in Turkey. And let's see here. This thing, it was just, you know, Artemis was like Diana. She was a Roman goddess. She was the goddess of the hunt. And a lot of people worshipped her because she brought good fortune. I think she was one of the daughters of Zeus. You know, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I am like a big historian, but when it comes to Greek gods. But, you know, she was a very important, revered figure. And apparently, they're not sure what happened, but they say that maybe it was kind of similar to the Zeus thing, where there was a lot of it made with wood and it caught on fire. Anyway, so those are the seven wonders of the ancient world, all right? So we have the Great Pyramid of Giza, the only one still standing, the Colossus of Rhodes, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Lighthouse of Alexandria, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, and the Temple of Artemis. And, you know, that's in Turkey. So the Colossus of Rhodes was destroyed by an earthquake. The lighthouse destroyed by an earthquake. The mausoleum destroyed by an earthquake. Unless a fire occurs, which is something that a human could produce, it seems to me that we might want to consider that these massive achievements from the ancient world are sort of indicating to us that no matter how big and bold and amazing you may think you are, that occasionally an earthquake is going to hit and wipe everything out. And that maybe the earth itself is kind of like a big dog. And we're just the fleas that it shakes off from time to time. Do you think that's the case? That no matter, you know, people say, oh, the world's going to heck in a handbasket. Well, yeah, it always has been, and it always is in some ways. And so, you know, everything has cycles of birth and death and birth and death. And so, look, what does this tell us about the ancient world? It certainly tells us that those people, they believed that they were as advanced as a human could be. And so use that to put your own position into perspective. And yet here we are in our modern day, and there are other lists of wonders of the world. Okay, like for example, the American Society of Civil Engineers in 1994 said these are the new wonders of the world. First one is the it's in the Strait of Dover in the English Channel, the Channel Tunnel. Next is the CN Tower, which is in Toronto, Canada. Some call it Toronto. I've been there. It's a big old tower. Let's see. The Empire State Building in New York, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, the Itaipu Dam, which is between Brazil and Paraguay. This thing called the Delta and Zuiderzee Works, which is like a series of canals around South Holland. It's like around the Netherlands. And then, of course, the Panama Canal. So, I don't know. Not quite as spectacular. I mean, like, I'm sure that from an engineering point of view it is, but it's not as sensational in many ways. But listen to this. I thought this was kind of silly. I don't know. I'm probably just being I'm showing that I'm getting old and out of touch with things. But apparently in November of 2006, USA Today got some judges together and they said, oh, here are like some of the new wonders of the world according to them. Okay, so one of them is a palace called Patala Palace, which is in Tibet. Okay, great. I don't know what that is. The next one is the Old City of Jerusalem, which is in Israel. Okay. Next is the Polar Ice Caps. All right. I mean, like, I'm sure that's amazing to see that, but I don't know if that should be considered a wonder of the world. I guess I'm comparing natural stuff to man-made stuff, but I can't even quite say that because then we go on to, they have the internet. The internet is one of the wonders of the world. So, you know, look, I'm not going to read all this stuff, but I think that it's interesting when you start figuring out, like, who's going to define this stuff, how you gauge it somehow. And TripAdvisor sent me an email the other day, and they said that they have taken all of the reviews from the entire world of all the things that people do when they travel around, and they have condensed them down into the number one overall experience that you can have in the world. Now, I own a number of companies, as you probably know. For example, I own the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours in Asheville, North Carolina. We win TripAdvisor Awards every year. We've done that for many, many years. I own the Haunted Boulder City Ghost Tour in Boulder City, Nevada. And so I'm always like paying attention to this. And TripAdvisor, they sent this email. I got this like 2 days ago. Here is it. If you're going to do one thing before you die, this is the thing to do. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what that is. And that's number one. But, you know, maybe I'll tell you number two, number three, number four. We'll see. And then I'll finally get into some of these questions. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Art Bell Vault never disappoints. Classic audio at your fingertips. Go now to coasttocoastam.com for full details.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. And TripAdvisor says that the number one experience in the world, okay, best of the best for 2022, is an Amsterdam open boat canal cruise. So you go to Amsterdam and you get in a boat and you cruise the canals. All right. Sounds fun. Okay, number two, go to Dubai, and you can take like a four-wheeler around the dunes. Number three is a tour of the shore in Honolulu, Hawaii. Number four is in Aruba, where you just, you know, get out, like, jump in the water. Anyway, look, I'm not going to read all this to you because, you know, they have stuff on there like, climb Machu Picchu. Well, I don't think I'm going to be doing that anytime soon. This looks cool. Number 12, hot air balloon ride in Luxor, Egypt. Yeah, my dad recently had his 70th birthday, by the way. And so I went to visit him in Asheville, North Carolina. And my dad wanted to climb, actually, I say climb. He wanted to walk up to Klingman's Dome. And he, you know, he did it. He has had like three heart attacks and a stroke and all kinds of stuff, but he did it and had a great time. And I think he probably was, he had more breath than I did at the end of that. I gotta work out a little bit more. Okay. So, but what's also kind of interesting about this list is there are some things here that are, kind of close to me. Like there's a four-wheeler thing you can do in Las Vegas that takes you out into the desert. And then there's a cave thing in Puerto Rico, which, you know, cave and river trip. And I have no doubt that that is, a very special, fun thing. So, I would like to be able to tell you that one of my tours became a part of the list for the top thing to do in the world. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so think about the context. I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you here. Think about the ancient world and the modern world and how much things have changed and what you place value on. And also, I mean, the wonders of the ancient world were, I think, wondrous because that they were man-made. And I don't think you should include natural wonders because everything is natural. Technically, everything is natural. But anyway, why split hairs, right? I have a question here from Bunny. She says, what is the most haunted place you have encountered? Well, you know, I told you recently on this show about my experiences at Myrtle's Plantation, the very haunted night and the haunted room, the General David Bradford suite that I had. And if you go to joshuapwarren.com and click around there, you'll be able to find video footage of what I what I experienced that night. Thank goodness I got it on video, or a lot of people would not even believe it. But, you know, I think that the trip of a lifetime for me was when I went to Transylvania in Romania. Boy, did I love every minute of that. And I went to investigate all of Vlad the Impaler's castles and, you know, places where he hung out and places where he was imprisoned. And a lot of strange stuff happened. There were shadow figures, which I'm going to talk more about on a future podcast, by the way. And, figure like ghostly apparitions that would break up laser lights, rocks and pebbles being tossed at us, people being touched. I mean, if you go to Transylvania, it's like, duh, you know, you're going to run into some ghosts there. Jack says, how does the magnetosphere play a part in ghost manifestations? Well, the magnetosphere is this big magnetic field that surrounds the Earth, and it guards the Earth to some extent from all of the incredible energetic radiation that's coming in from the cosmos. And anything that happens in life requires a battery, a power source. You have to have a battery. So anytime something happens of any kind, there has to be power. There has to be a battery. And so the magnetosphere is this sort of fluctuating, flexible kind of fluid boundary around the Earth. And it's always sort of shifting and changing and morphing. And so at times when the magnetosphere happens to sort of dip a little bit and more energy can come in from the cosmos, you generally get more activity, more action. And that, of course, means, yes, more paranormal stuff. And so the interface that we have with other dimensions, other realms, is to some degree dependent upon the state of the magnetosphere, because when the magnetosphere is thick, places are not being energized enough. When it's thin, they're being energized more. And when it's really thin, you get stuff like the Aurora Borealis and the Aurora Australis, which everybody can see, you know. So you could almost think that maybe some examples of ghostly encounters are people who are getting a glimpse of things like the auroras on a smaller level. Tom asks, have you had any strange occurrences with the Art Bell alien that you have acquired? You know, if you're brand new to this, I've talked about this plenty on past podcasts, but I am the very proud owner of one of my most important charms, if you will. It's a 4 or 5 foot wooden statue of an alien that was in Art Bell's studio. He's on video hugging it. He talked about it a lot, and Art absolutely loved this alien. And it's now at my house. I used to have it in a museum, but I keep it here at my house. When I first got the alien, I put it in the museum that first night in Asheville. It came from Nevada, and at that time I was in North Carolina. And it moved. I came in the next morning, and I found that the statue was in a different position. And I was, absolutely dumbfounded by this. So I put a camera on him, and I watched him again, and he never moved after that. Art Bell said that he wanted to get rid of the alien because he loved it, but he said that his wife and daughter claimed it was coming to life at night and moving around. And I think that there is something to that, because it was in a different position the next day after I got it and put it in my museum. But since then, the alien has not moved, and nothing weird has happened around him. His name is Carville. As a matter of fact, if you go to artbellalien.com, you can read the entire history of the statue and see his provenance and why he's named Carville and all that kind of thing. And I think he's brought me a lot of good fortune, because since I've had him, my life has just gotten better and better and better. And now here I am, you know, part of a Coast to Coast AM hosting gig. So, one guy came to a conference that I did, and he said, why don't you put these rollers on him to help him move a little bit, and, to accentuate this. But honestly, I think that's a cool idea, but I kind of don't. I mean, I have too much respect for the statue to kind of mess with him, you know, and I'd hate to see him roll a little too much and maybe get damaged. Okay, here's a question from a real fan, a long time fan, Joshua Dindy. I used to host this show for many years called Speaking of Strange, and one time my producer Forrest Connor, he inexplicably disappeared. And he was gone for a while, and we didn't really talk about what he was up to. And to be honest with you, I don't even remember exactly what I said about that. But then, you know, Forrest came back, and I think we just kind of moved along as if it never happened. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you what I can recall about what actually happened when producer Forrest Connor disappeared when I was doing the Speaking of Strange show. And then I'm also going to read at least one or two emails from you. I got this email from this lady. And let me see. Where does she live? I'm not sure where she lives. I get so many emails. It's amazing. You know, I read every email. I can't respond to every email, but I read them all. And she told me a story about something that happened to her when she began using a technique that she learned about on this show with one of the products that I have on my website, my curiosity shop. Oh yeah. And I have another update for you about good fortune and powerful manifestation. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I'll be right back.
Hang on, Josh will be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We are happy to announce that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached over 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows for free. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. CoastToCoastAM.com is where you want to be.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and I will end this show, as I often do, by playing the good fortune tone, but I just want you to know that so many people have had such great experiences, such good luck, just from meditating on that tone, that days ago, I got up with this like audio distributor company, and they put it on Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and YouTube. And so how that kind of works is all you have to do is type in Joshua P. Warren and Good Fortune Tone on your favorite platform, and you will find versions of it that you can listen to and just sort of meditate on. One of them is 5 minutes long. The other is 10 minutes long. And then the longest one is 30 minutes long. And the other night before I went to sleep, I put on the 30-minute one, and I fell asleep to that, but I had it on a loop. So I don't know. I probably slept listening to that for a couple of hours, and something unbelievable like happened to me the next day. Something really, really good. And I don't want to tell you what it is yet, because it's the details are not 100% tied up, but like against all odds, something really, really cool happened. And, so you should try that out. It's free, on most of those platforms. I'm not sure, but anyway, go to Joshua P. Just go to your platform and look for Joshua P. Warren and the Good Fortune Tone and listen to one of those versions and just try falling asleep to it. And see what happens to you. Okay. All right. So back to, this is kind of like an insider's question thing from Joshua Dindy. Yeah. What happened the time that Forrest Connor disappeared back when I was doing, Speaking of Strange, which I did for, gosh, like 15 years on News Radio 570 WWNC, the talk of the mountains in Asheville, North Carolina. So here's the truth, Joshua. I don't remember exactly what I said about that situation, but, and I talked to Forrest about this before I addressed it here in this podcast, and he's cool with what I'm about to tell you. Forrest got into a romantic relationship that was doomed. And, you know, it's like the same old story. Yeah, it was all, you know, everything was all fun and happy and giddy for a long time. And then it went through that arc. And then, so he got deeper and deeper, in this relationship. And, he ended up sort of, you know, he moved away. He moved actually to the opposite end of the state of North Carolina. And we were still trying to work together. And like long distance, and this relationship was, you know, it was falling apart, and it was kind of, you know, driving him nuts. And you have to understand that when you work in the media, when you work in show business, it's kind of weird, because if you work at like a regular job where you just encounter one customer after another, if something happens in your life and you don't show up or whatever, I mean, people forget about that pretty quickly. But in this field, we talk to thousands, if not millions, of people every day. And people, you know, they get used to that. And then when somebody disappears, they go, what happened? What happened? And so, again, I really don't remember what I said. I'm sure that I just sort of glazed over it and tried to make it a little more mysterious than it was. But he just needed to take some time out, as he was dealing with that relationship that was going to fail. And that's the truth. Okay. And by the way, Joshua, you've always been a great fan and a hell of a researcher. And thank you for all the fun stuff that you have brought to my programming over the years. And your wife is such an artistic lady that, as you know, my wife, Lauren, has one of her favorite dolls, if we want to call it that, that she carries around all the time, created by your wife. So that's cool. All right, listen to this email I got here from, Yvonne. Okay. So she says, I have written to you before about the amazing results I have received using the Bad Buster, the psionic dematerializer. That is, by the way, on my website. If you go to the Curiosity Shop, you'll see the Bad Buster or the psionic dematerializer. She says, I heard you talking about the amazing prayer board, and even though it was a splurge, it was also on sale, and I decided I needed to have it. So long story short, because I know you're busy, I started using it faithfully, praying for this intention and that, and I was getting pretty good results. I mean, nothing big, just little things that were nitpicky things bothering me, that kind of stuff. Well, of course, little things turn into big things, and I found myself in a position of owing over $2,000 that needed to be paid quickly. I didn't have $2,000 or anything near it, so I figured I would have to be making payments if they would let me. Well, suddenly the light bulb went off over my head, and I decided I would use my miraculous prayer board and ask for help. I didn't even ask for a specific amount. Now, I swear to you, by everything that I love and believe in, the very next day, I went to my mailbox, and inside was a check from New York State, a tax rebate for property taxes. I had no idea I was getting it or even that I was entitled to it, but I think the amount might interest you because it was amazing and knocked me off my feet and left me laughing and crying for 2 hours. The exact amount of the check was $1,995.61. Since I had already paid some toward the debt, this wiped it out completely. There was even a little money left over. I don't know how this prayer board works. I just know that it does work, and it works quickly when it knows that you really, really need help. She goes on to say, I really believe you are sharing precious gifts with all of us, and I thank you from my heart, Yvonne. Yvonne, you know what? That's why I do this, honestly. You know, I could close up shop and retire right now. You know, I've been working for a long, long time, and I've got a lot of interesting projects out there, and I've been pretty smart with my money, and I could just close up shop. But it's emails like yours that keep me going. You know, that keep me doing this show, and I hope that all of you who are listening will also, you know, sort of remember that if you like this show and you want me to keep doing it, you have to share it with everybody and tell everybody to listen to. And why wouldn't you? Because, you know, the great thing about this program is that it's free. You can hear it all over the place. And I intentionally do not put negative stuff in your head. You should know that. If you listen to me and you've listened to me for a while, you'll see I don't do that. I only put interesting, weird, fascinating, quirky, and positive, actually empowering stuff into your head. And that's my mission. That's my purpose. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. But I'll only do it as long as you keep listening and you share it with all your friends. And you also have to go to my website and, you know, buy something and support me. Okay. That's how this all works, because I give a lot of money to charity as well. And, every time you spend some bucks at joshuapwarren.com, all of it goes to some really good causes. I was going to say a part of it might go to some whiskey or something. No, I'm joking. Okay, my friends, here you go. Relax. If you can, close your eyes, take a deep breath. Here is the good fortune tome. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift, and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show, and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.